Right, you hear football feed, speed, track speed, and
yep.
you know, see it on film. I mean, seeing it on the field, it's been eye-opening for you, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, there's some guys that you'd say, hey, they're straight line fast, but not real quick, you know, or they're long stride, but they're, you know, other guys, hey, short area quickness, but not real long speed. This guy's got it all. He's got short area quickness, great transition ability, and then phenomenal straight line speed.
And Drew, speaking of Brandon, you know, that back shoulder throw takes time. Obviously, hooking up with Jimmy Graham and Colston, and to have that kind of timing, it looked like Champ Bailey had great coverage. But for this early on, that, you have to be really excited about that as far as that type of thing with him.
Very excited. I think our mindset is no matter how tight the coverage, there's always a place to throw the ball. And I think, you know, we've hit a couple of those to other guys like Nick Toon throughout camp. And I think what's great is you have young players back there that are sitting there watching the guys that have been here for a little bit. And the subtle adjustments that are kind of within the framework of our offense, and they say, oh, okay. So that's how you get open against that coverage with that route, you know. And obviously he made a great play. But like you said, this early in camp, for that to just look like it's automatic, like we've been doing that for 5 years, that's great to see.
Has it felt really noticeably different for you the first time? I mean, no Darren, no Lance. Is this the most transition in one offseason, I guess?
Yeah, you know, yeah, probably so. Most transition. You know, defensively, I mean, you know, you talk about the guys that that aren't here defensively, Will Smith, Jabari Greer, Roman Harper, you know, Jonathan Vilma, you know, guys that were a huge part of this team for a really long time. Certainly big influences in the locker room, that kind of thing. But that just opens up opportunities for other guys, you know. And I think what's been most exciting for me is watching these young receivers develop and knowing that you're going to get opportunities, you're going to get more time. You know, they're not just sitting back watching then going with the second group. I mean, they're getting thrust into the action here. I'm getting a lot of time with them during practice, after practice, and you can see the development, and that gets you excited.
How closely do you track your time to throw? And I know every throw is different, but do you have an overall number you like to be at, you know, just in general?
My feet tell me when to throw or when to run. we call it the clock in your head, but the clock in your head comes from your feet because you know – hey, this is a three-step drop. This is a five-step drop. One hitch here, two hitch there. If you get to that third hitch, you're running out of time. There's going to be guys on top of you. The O-line appreciates it if you just get it out of your hands or take off. So there's a timing element to everything you do, but it all starts with your feet.
Hey, Drew, is the screen pass to Pierre maybe one of your favorite plays based on and just kind of get it to him? And you know
yeah.
He's one of the best that's ever done it.
He is. Yeah, he is one of the best best screen runners there is ever. Such a great job of timing. Of setting up his blocks and then just hitting those seams, hitting the sidewalk. Does a phenomenal job at it. See these young guys starting to kind of pick up on some of those little traits too, you know. Sproles, he was great at it. Pierre can do everything. I mean, best all-purpose back in the league, in my opinion. Run, pass, screen game, pass protection, you name it, he can do it.
Is there a concerted effort to get the ball to Mark Ingram more in the passing game?
I think all our backs have the ability to do something with the ball in space. I don't know. I'm not going to say more of a concerted effort. I mean, I think there's definitely more of a concerted effort in regards to just discipline with the underneath route structure. You know, when it comes to the running backs, you know, being where we need you at the right depth, right timing, all those things. First and foremost, their responsibilities and protection. I think they all do a good job of that, certainly getting better at it. But he can be a productive guy in the pass game.
Drew, you think that, you know, when you go back to 11, you guys, I think, scored over 500 points. Is based on the additions you guys have gotten in the last couple of drafts, do you think you're on the edge of something crazy like that again?
Well, I know this. If you can average 30-plus a game, you're going to win a lot of football games. but there's other elements to that. I mean, you got to do a good job taking care of the football. You know, you don't want to be putting your defense in a lot of bad situations based upon your, you know, over-aggressiveness. I mean, we're always going to play with great tempo, great, aggressiveness, spread the ball around. I think there's a lot of just little things that equate to scoring points like that. Man, you got to be great on third down. You got to be great in the red zone. You know, 5-6 trips to the red zone in a game don't mean anything if you're kicking 4 field goals. But if you're getting, you know, 4 touchdowns, well, that's another story.
Was it good to see Jarris Bird back out there, full pad?
Yeah.
Still limited, but good to work his way back.
Man, awesome. You can tell it's a different vibe, you know, when I look back there and see him. You know, I just know You got to be really careful with where you're putting that ball and how long it's in the air when he's back there. So instinctive. You know, he's got a great jump on the ball in many cases, knows you know, kind of where you're looking, where you're going, and so just adds another element back there.
Well, I'll change this here. You have the weather and you have the music. Who's in charge of the playlist?
I don't know. We mixed it up, though. You know, what do we have? Hell's Bells to start the practice. That was a little different. You know what it is? It's honestly an element to just change things up. You know, hey, all of a sudden there's noise. You can't communicate as well. You know, so you got to be even sharper. Maybe now it affects the snap count. You know, both offensively and defensively in regards to communication. So I think that's been one of the points of emphasis this offseason is, you know, as you prepare yourself to go to hostile environments, you know, make it, you know, you got to practice it.
Who comes up with the ideas for your quarterback competitions?
It's a group effort. But, like, we try to incorporate maybe something that happened in practice that day. So, for example, we just had a quarterback competition down there that involved throwing on the run. We missed a couple throws on the run today, so obviously it's something we got to work on, but we can have fun with it too. So we're going to make a competition out of it, set up some bags and throw at them. And then there's going to be a winner and three losers.
I hear you got a leaderboard. Who's on top right now?
Well, we've got a couple competitions going. We have kind of like a quarterback challenge element that will involve other things than just, you know, stuff on the field. And then we've got just the QB comps. QB comps is just football related after practice. I think Luke McCown has four victories. The young buck, Logan Kilbore, has four victories. Ryan Griffin and I both have three. And I don't think there's a coach who has one yet.
You going to chase him down?
Huh?
You going to chase him down and take the lead?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We can't. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
All right, my bad.
Marathon. It's back and forth, but all that matters is who's on top in 2 weeks.
All the struggles on the road last year, when you look back at that, you know, how do you account for that, Drew? When you think about, you know, you guys weren't the same team as you were at home when you were virtually unstoppable.
Yeah. That's why we crank up the music at certain times during practice. You kind of do things unexpectedly to just change the vibe, change the momentum. You know, just kind of throw another variable into it that makes things more difficult. You know, the music, the noise adds that element of, okay, no longer can we necessarily communicate verbally. Now we just, here comes the signals, here comes, and yet we don't want to lose tempo. We don't want to lose the rhythm that we've created throughout the rest of practice or, you know, throughout the rest of a game, because that's what we're trying to simulate. If you practice it, then you hope that translates to the game.
Drew, looking at the center quarterback exchange, Jonathan Goodwin, Ryan Delapuente, now Tim Lolito, they are basically the same, or do you have to make any type of adjustments?
Each guy's slightly different, you know, and so I think it's you got to know who's in there. And you just know a lot of times because of stance and just maybe how low they sit or just different things. But, I mean, I have just as much confidence taking a snap from either Goody or Tim Lolito.
How much more comfortable does Tune seem to you? It just seems like you guys are on the same page right now.
Yeah, he's playing with a lot of confidence right now, you know, and he's healthy. And I think, you know, I think now going into his third year in this offense, I think he's had a chance to see a lot of things, absorb a lot of things. And so a lot of things are just becoming more natural for him now, less thinking. And so he's able to play fast. And a lot of these subtle adjustments he has down now, you know. He's watched Colston enough times and Lance and those guys. So I think that's been a big thing for him. And, you know, more opportunities he gets, I think the better he'll become.
You mentioned the vibe of facing Bird and seeing him. Hey, I guess you're kind of glad you're not playing that safety group with Vaccaro and Bush. And how important, how difficult is it to opposing quarterback when you have good safety play?
Man, it's tough. And listen, we got three really good ones because Rafael Bush is playing great as well. You know, I mean, I think he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's got a lot of swagger to him, and so I love seeing that. And you know, we do so many things from a personnel standpoint on defense that, you know, we got times where, you know, we got all kinds of different guys on the field, so you just never know what to expect. But all those guys can play. They're all smart players, aggressive players, play with a lot of confidence. And just play well together. I think they all feed off each other too. But yeah, Jarius, I mean, looking forward to him getting out there, you know, full go and that kind of thing, just to see, you know, how much that changes our defense.
Drew, your tweet about the random go testing. The theory that they think you're crazy, and you're on something, or you're on something that will allow you to play until you're 45.
Good point. Good point. It was probably a little bit of both. I was having fun with that one. We get random drug tests throughout the year, but we always joke around that it's always after a really good game that you get drug tested.
What about
randomly?
How much attention you saying that? Did you say that as an aside and a lot got made of it, or did you say that very seriously? And
I was completely joking.
No, the plan to your 45.
Oh.
I mean.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm not delusional. I mean, I'm not. I know that that's. You know, that's something that would be extremely difficult to do. Not many have done that. But George Blanda, but he was plenty past 45.
Martin Anderson was trying to reach 50.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't quite make it.
Yeah. I mean, I played with a couple kickers. You know, Carney, John Casey. Of course, Martin Anderson played, past 45? Vinny Testaverde, I think, was 44. I mean, it could be done. A lot of things got to fall into place, but... You know what it is? I think it's just this. I think throughout your career, you just kind of hit certain milestones as you go along, right? So I came in this league as a second-round pick to the San Diego Chargers. They had signed Doug Flutie in free agency, so I knew I was coming into a backup position with Doug Flutie. So at that point, your goal is, you know what, I want to become a starter in this league, you know, and earn a starting role and be a starter in the NFL, right? So then the minute you kind of get that, you're like, okay, well, what's the next step? Well, you know, I want to be a really good player. I want to be a Pro Bowl player in this league. So then you accomplish that. It's like, okay, now it's my fourth year. You know what? I think I can make it to double digits. I think I played 10 years in this league. And then you hit that, and you're like, okay, well, now I'm play to 35. Well, I'm 35. So what's the next thing? So that's where my head's at. Now I know it's 1 year at a time, and it's what have you done for me lately? And you got to come out each and every year. You got to prove it, and you got to be consistent and all those things. But why not push the envelope a little bit? Crazier things have happened. Certainly not going to be easy. But I try to play this game like I'm a kid and have fun like I did when I was playing it, tossing the ball around the street with my brother or buddies from school or whatever. I mean, I still have that kind of playful mentality when it comes to it so that you enjoy coming out to work every day. But it is a serious business. They don't keep you around if you're not playing well. So you still got to... You still have to play at a high level. You got to find a way to take care of your body and make good decisions in regards to that. I believe I can do that.
Piggybacking on taking care of your body.
How
has the way you've done that changed over the years, if it has, and how have you seen guys take care of their bodies?
Well, Bobby can probably speak to this. You know, you feel like you can go out there and play at the same level, and yet the next – So you're playing like you're 25 years old, but then the next day you feel like you're about 10 years older than